We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And it's Offsides with Mark Ryan, episode number 114, right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, you're going to want to get your crazy fingers ready to dial in, because we're giving away first caller starting at 3:20. So let's establish the rules right now, Lonzo. Once the clock hits 3:20, the very first call that you get from a listener who wants the four-pack of tickets gets a four-pack of tickets to this Saturday's Greenville Triumph soccer game against Orlando City B right here in Greenville, South Carolina. Okay? So at 3:20 p.m., you guys call in. Here's how it'll work as well, okay? Lonzo will take your name. Lonzo, we got to have their name. And then you can come by. You will get a voucher for the tickets right here at Entercom Greenville. It'll be downstairs for you, okay? So a four-pack of tickets, 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. We're giving away in the next segment because John Harkes, one of People Magazine's 50 most beautiful people, captain of the United States men's national team, current head coach of the Greenville Triumph of USL League One, is joining us in studio. We will take your calls for John Harkes if you want to chime in. We will take your questions for John Harkes if you want to text them to us or tweet them to us, even though Twitter right now seems to have crashed for some unknown reason. So, lots of good stuff coming up in the final hour of the show today. It is incredibly exciting to me. Lonzo for the top three at three today, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. We're going to be getting to number one for two and number three for one. And you guys have no idea what that means, but Lonzo and I have this weird code and we're able to make it work. And the top three at three begins right now. Don't shake your head at me, boy. All right, here we go.
Don't call me boy.
The top three at three is here, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. And I thought this was interesting. The Greenville News has a story out that is highlighting the top Clemson defensive players in the last decade. Here are their top five. Here's their all-decade team. Top five defensive players in the last decade. Defensive tackle Christian Wilkins makes the list. At defensive end, Vic Beasley makes the list. 30 sacks, 48 tackles for loss. At linebacker, Stephon? What am I saying? That it's spelled Stephon. S-T-E-P-H-O-N-E. I'm guessing that it's pronounced Stephon, though. Stephon Anthony, linebacker of Clemson. Any idea, Lonzo?
Yeah, it's Stephon Anthony.
Stephon Anthony?
I was waiting for the last name because that may have made it a different pronunciation.
May have changed it. Okay, so Stephon Anthony. One of these times I'm going
to
get it right.
You just want him to hate you even more.
Stephon Anthony is the linebacker of choice. At cornerback, we're going with Cordrea Tankersley as the best cornerback of the last 10 years.
I'm not even going to correct anymore. You just have fun with that.
I think I got that right. Cordrea.
No, you didn't.
What is it?
I'm not saying it.
You don't know what it is. You say
yes,
it.
Yes, I do.
You
I'm
do.
Not.
It's not Cordrea?
No, it's not.
I'm doing the best I can here, folks. I'm new here. Give me some. And then the last one at safety, Jayron Kearse. I have no idea that some of these pronunciations.
Actually,
I've never heard these names
you're
before.
You're right on that one.
Jayron Kearse. Okay, Jayron Kearse is the safety. Cordrea Tankersley is the cornerback, and Lonzo doesn't know how to pronounce that either. Stephon Anthony And we have Vic Beasley and Christian Wilkins at defensive end. Best five players of the last decade for the Clemson Tigers. And folks, this is a defense that has improved by leaps and bounds over very, very recent years. When Brent Venables took over this defense, he took over a defense that was ranked 70th in the country for the 2012 season. That's dating back to 2011. Since his tenure began at Clemson, his average defensive ranking is 7th. So when you're going in for your performance review at your company, hope that doesn't make you feel too down. Brent Venables' performance review says the defense was ranked 70th before him and has averaged 7th since then. Yikes, that guy is absolutely amazing. And now Clemson is beginning to be known as a defensive school. It's really something. I've seen the numbers. They're projected to have the number one offense in America this year with Trevor Lawrence, ETN, Lynn Dixon, T. Higgins, Justin Ross. All of these guys on offense projected to be the number one offense, but they're recruiting at an elite level right now on the defensive side of the game as well. And what they've done and what they continue to do is amazing. Could South Carolina even have a best defenders list of the last 10 years? Jadeveon Clowney, Stephon Gilmore, who else? Anyone? Fry?
Oh, man.
Bueller?
Plays for the Chargers next to Bosa. Daggone it.
Oh, I know. Gosh, who is that guy?
He's very good.
No, he's very good. You're right. And I'm blanking on his name as well. And he's made the Pro Bowl. He did play for South Carolina. You're 100% right there, Alonzo. And the name is Bennett. Ingram. Melvin Ingram. Melvin Ingram is the guy. Melvin Ingram is the name. Okay, next up. All right, folks, so the U.S. women's national team took home some hardware last night at the ESPYs. Alex Morgan won Best Female Athlete. The team won the Best Team of the Year. They beat out Clemson. My question for you is, did the ESPYs get it right there? Okay, because in the Best Team argument, Team USA beat out the Boston Red Sox, the New England Patriots. I have no argument for either of those schools. Baylor Bears National Women's Basketball National Championship. Don't know enough about them, frankly. And I don't think women's basketball is popular enough to win that award. The Toronto Raptors, I think, are legit. The Virginia Cavaliers, I think, are legit. The Clemson Tigers, I think, are legit. And the U.S. Women's National Team took home the hardware for Best Team, overtaking Clemson, who became the only 15-0 team in college football history, number one. And then point number two on that, they dominated the competition in the college football playoff to the tune of 74-19. To beat Clemson, you better be telling me that was a great team. You think Clemson would have won this thing if the U.S. Women's National Team hadn't won the World Cup? They would have had to have, right? I mean, certainly they would have had to. I think the women's national team got a little bit of home cooking, but I think in the end they won because people realize Clemson was the amateur champion of one country, and the U.S. women's national team won the championship of the entire world. So what do you guys think? Did Clemson get jobbed not winning the ESPY for best team? Your thoughts are welcome. And finally, at number one today, I have a blog out that Major League Baseball has created momentum. Here's how they can sustain it. It's up on ESPN Upstate right now. I was the kid who waited by the mailbox for my Beckett baseball card monthly to arrive. You know, the monthly price guide in the late 80s and early 90s that told you what your baseball cards were worth. I knew every stat back then. Wade Boggs, 357. Don Mattingly, 352. Some of those stats have stayed with me. Then baseball lost me. Stats were inflated by artificial colors and flavors in the form of horse steroids, strikes over greed, and an arrogance to not adapt the product to the current times. When all other major sports were doing so, turned me off in a major way. I broke up with baseball about 6 years ago. She just wasn't doing it for me anymore. Sorry, wasn't doing it for me. But baseball and I might be having some steamy makeup sex soon because I got all the feels this week about around the Major League Baseball All-Star game. The ratings were up 27%. The home run derby was electric. And baseball's doing a lot of the right things now. They've made some changes that people are responding to. So how can they sustain this momentum? Well, for starters, they can bring back the stolen base. It's still the most exciting play in the sport to me. Moneyball and analytics have rendered the stolen base almost obsolete. I still remember Vince Coleman and Ricky Henderson stealing 100-plus bases. Do you? Number two, use old-school baseballs, not the pocket rockets we're seeing today. Look, folks, the balls are juiced. The commissioner admits something is different with the baseball. He just won't admit Major League Baseball is behind the juicing. Right. Especially when you consider that Major League Baseball purchased the baseball manufacturer, Rawlings, last year and is now in charge of producing the baseballs themselves. Look, I love home runs, you love home runs, chicks dig the long ball, and I understand with players swinging upward and focused on their launch angle, the buzzword nowadays, there's naturally going to be more home runs. Yet this season, we're on pace to have 6 of the top 8 home run seasons by teams in baseball history. That's no bueno. I want what I'm seeing to feel legit. I want singles, doubles, and triples, too. And right now, it's home run or strikeout, seemingly all of the time. Those are today's top 3 at 3. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. You can... What did I do? What did I do, Lonzo?
This is a flag thrown on you for your inability to pronounce Clemson names.
Okay.
I should have thrown it earlier, but, you know, we had to go to committee, and the replay guy told me to throw the flag, so I did.
Okay. And you still need to tell me how to pronounce Cordrea Tankersley. If you're going to throw the flag, at least tell me what I did wrong here, Lonzo.
Here's the thing. You know, I think a Clemson fan needs to call in and tell you exactly how to pronounce it.
Yeah, because you don't know how to do it. Because you don't know how to do
it. I'm enjoying you butchering it over and over again.
Yeah, you don't know how to do it. That's what it's called. Lonzo has a convenient excuse here. Throw the flag on me, son. All right. Coming up.
So you're going to call me son every time because you know that bothers me. I'll find something that bothers you.
Listen here, boy. Listen here. All right. You need to calm down in this.
Whatever,
in this
child.
Studio.
You're younger than me.
In this here studio.
I'm a grandpa, mister.
By the way, Clay C says it was his 20 that I found in that grocery store some years ago.
You owe him 20 bucks.
I don't know about that.
You
all
should
right.
be waiting for him outside, Clay.
Coming. You'll be waiting for a long time. Coming up next, he was the captain of the United States men's national soccer team. He's played in 2 World Cups. He is one of People Magazine's 50 most beautiful people, and he's the current head coach of your Greenville Triumph. John Harkes joins us in studio next. First caller at 3:20, 3 minutes from right now, wins a four-pack of tickets to Saturday's game with Orlando City B right here in Greenville. That is next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you. Thanks for the flood of phone calls that came in to win the tickets. We did have a winner right at 3:20. So you got to be quick when those tickets are ready to go. Got to be quick, got to be ready to roll. And we have our winner, so congratulations. Who was the winner, Lonzo?
It was Stephen Webb.
Stephen Webb, congratulations on winning our 4-pack of tickets to see the Greenville Triumph in action this Saturday against Orlando City B right here in Greenville, South Carolina. Expecting to be joined by John Harkes, the coach of the Greenville Triumph, here very, very shortly here in studio. So we look forward to that. Bill Backus is sending me an email. Bill, I'm not reading that. Alonzo, why would Bill expect me to read an email that says, can you have too much of a good thing? And then he says that. Can't do it. Can't do it. Hey, great to meet you. Live on the air, we are joined by a lot of great people. Mark Dofer, executive team of the Greenville Triumph, are here, and also one of People Magazine's 50 most beautiful people. Alongside him, I am merely Mark Ryan. Yes. To be here in your presence, John Harkes. Awesome to have you with us in studio here today, man.
Hey, great to be here.
How are
Mark.
Things with you?
Things are great, man. Enjoying it, loving living here in the Greenville and the Upstate. The response to our club has been fantastic in the community. We're making great developments on the field as well. So yeah, things are good. I'm happy to be alive.
I've got some good news to share with you.
You do?
Okay. So we had these tickets to give away to the Greenville Triumph, right?
All right.
And we announced that we would give them away to the first caller at 3:20. So, you know, you guys have a new team. I think you guys have done an amazing job branding yourselves thus far. I'm seeing the stickers. I'm seeing the bumper stickers. I'm seeing the billboards. You're doing things like this, coming in and meeting guys like me. I really appreciate that. When I announced that we were giving these away at 3:20 and that we would not be taking any calls before 3:20,
right.
At 3:20, the phones went boom. My producer said to me, I think we're going to jam up the entire phone lines the rest of the show. I think the Greenville Triumph busted the phone system. So people are excited about what you're doing. They're excited about what you're building here. That's got to feel good, John, to know that you're able to connect with the community that quickly in that kind of visceral way.
Yeah, because I think, you know, initially you want to be approaching this, it's a measured approach, really, because you know it's a process throughout. But we want to push the envelope a little bit more as a club, and we want to make sure that, you know, with the high expectations and what we want to do in terms of creating that fan base, that fan day experience, you know, making sure that they get in for a game day situation is really a good one. And already we've had positive feedback from the people that have come out and supported us. There's a massive core fan base that's here, and that's the Reedy River Riot, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And they've done a great job. And so we want to continue to build that. We want to make sure that we're filling the seats and we've got sold-out crowds and we're giving them something like a great part of the entertainment to be excited about. And look, I mean, we're halfway through the season now, so I don't think the actual, points in the table or league standings reflect on the good soccer that we are playing. So I know that there's a lot more to still come, and we're getting there, and the discipline's there right now, which is great. So we have, we're in a good spot. I'll just say that.
In an outstanding spot, and I think the record... The record is pretty solid. I think the standings don't do you justice given what the record is, if I'm honest with you. Eighth place in a 10-team table. The top four make the postseason. You're sitting there with 17 points, but the record is 4-5-5. Draws are commonplace in soccer. A lot of people are critical of that particular part of the game. I don't mind them.
I beg to differ.
Yeah?
I don't think there's a lot of people that are critical of that.
Really?
No.
Really? Okay. Well, I'll tell you, the non-soccer fans,
Is there many
drums.
Left? Is there many left?
We're moving in the right direction.
Where are the non-soccer fans?
We're moving.
There they are, Stanton Aptical. Oh, I see a few over there.
Yeah, Coach, okay. We're moving in the right direction, I'll tell you. We certainly are.
Keep it positive, Mark. No, Mark. I don't know what lunch you had today, but I need you more positive, okay?
I'll tell you what, like, I wish baseball had draws, because who wants to sit through a 15-inning baseball game when you play 162?
Hey, look, any sport that forces you to get up out of your seats and stretch in the seventh inning has got to have some type of problems. Right?
We've been sitting
that you
too
have
long.
To get up and stretch is not
They're
a
getting
good thing.
Blood clots in the stadium here,
you know,
man.
The attention span in baseball is a lot different than the attention span in soccer, for sure.
I completely agree. Yeah. I saw in your Twitter feed that we had a fan of the Greenville Triumph that actually called a recent goal. It called a header, right?
That's right, the Cole Seiler. Yeah, that's right. And it was a great goal, by the way, great goal. But the fan in the corner, it was Hudson, I believe it was. Hudson Bethia You know, great fan of our club, and he shouted Cole Seiler header, and then he was videotaping it, and it happened. So you know, we need him on the field with a big wizard hat on and a ball, and just sit there and just tell us exactly what's going to happen so that we can coach, you know, and look good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's all fun.
So you've got Orlando City B coming up this weekend.
Yes.
Do you think now we've got Toronto FC 2, we've got Orlando City B. Do those teams with the direct tie-ins to MLS teams have an advantage, in your opinion?
Massive advantage. Oh, without a doubt. Every club does, to be fair, because we are brand new scratch. We're not coming from any previous, club system or anything, a feeder system that we've had before. So this is like, even like Georgia Tormenta have had, 2015, I think they started their own PDL system in NPSL, and now they're grooming players that come through their system. So it's like they're able to go down and say, okay, carrying forward into the next season where it's going to be full-time pro, we're going to take 11 or 12 guys with us, and then we'll add 9 or 10 guys to the roster. We're adding 20 guys to the roster coming from nothing. And so, yeah, they do have an advantage. And with the MLS resources that they have under that umbrella, under Toronto, the finances that back them and support them, as well as Orlando. And we were just out at FC Dallas's pitch with their club's called North Texas. It's a massive advantage. But we are enjoying that. We love that challenge. And in the first year, we've shown up pretty well. There's only going to be a lot more to come for sure in this club. And as we get established in Greenville and the surrounding upstate, we want to make sure that we're pushing it, that we want to compete. We want to be winning the league by the second year. We want to competing for that.
Do you know when I go out and about, I'm seeing Greenville Triumph paraphernalia in every sports bar I go to?
Where's yours?
Okay, I'm looking for some.
I don't see what's going on.
I really could use some Greenville Triumph paraphernalia. Does anybody have anything for me here?
Mark Ryan, what's going on? Yeah. Where are you? I don't see any Greenville Triumph on you at all.
I don't know, but I see
Where's your hat?
I see something under
this
your arm.
This is a gift that it's for somebody very special, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it's serious, and it was brought to us for Doug. But this is for a girl that has been struggling in the hospital for about 7 weeks and had been non-responsive for about 6 days in the hospital bed, and is now in the rehab center after 7 weeks. It is now getting better, but we're going to go try to visit her next week on Monday or Tuesday.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I hope she's not listening right now. I don't want to spoil it for her.
Okay.
We're coming in.
No problem. No problem at all.
But we'll get you kitted out.
No,
I can't wait, man.
I can't wait.
Well, we'll see you Saturday, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely, man. Let's make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make that happen. I can make that. Saturday? The game?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm there.
All right.
7 p.m.
Correct.
Now, tell me about your field.
Mostly everybody gets there at 5:30. Because that's when all the action starts. And the food trucks and the activation.
Okay.
And all the fun stuff across the field. And then the walk into the stadium with the fan supporters, the Reed River Riot. And then it kicks off, and the game day experience has been excellent. So
you have my word.
All right.
I will be there.
I'm going to hold you to it.
I will be there Saturday. It's going to be a fantastic time.
Put it in the books. We have a skeptical look over here, but I think it's going to go in the books.
You know why? Because he was trying to get me to go out to
Mark Ryan make it.
He's shaking the magic eight ball. He was trying to get me to go out unsuccessfully to see WWE. I'm not a WWE guy.
Ah.
Okay. I'm a soccer guy. He's not a soccer guy.
All right.
What we really need to do is be selling him. Okay.
Here's the thing. He's going to throw me in there, and he knows good and well that at 7 o'clock on Saturday night I have my own show, so I can't. I can't be there. If I didn't,
we'll set up a booth for you to do it from site. We'll just do your own show on site.
There you go.
I mean, why can't we be creative and think about that?
You get Mark to get that done. We're there.
I'm there. Okay. Coming up next, we're going to stay right here with former captain of the U.S. men's national team, John Harkes. We're going to flip the script. We're going to talk some national team talk with them. The women just won the World Cup. We're named ESPY's Team of the Year. Coach of the Greenville Triumph, John Harkes, joining us right here in studio for Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live in studio, real treat for me, with the former captain of the U.S. men's national team, one of People Magazine's 50 most beautiful people, now the head coach of the Greenville Triumph, John Harkes, joins us in studio today. It's always a treat, folks, when, and I was telling John this during the break, like in Radio 101, they teach you, you're at the same level as your guest. Even if you're interviewing Michael Jordan, you're at the same level as your guest. But for me, I'll be real with you, this is a real special moment because I got so into the World Cup when John Harkes was the captain of the team and playing in it. The first World Cup that I was so into was 1994, right? I was just turned 17 years old, and I was absolutely transfixed at this team in the cup, played in the States, how they got out of the group when no one thought they were going to, and how they almost, I maintain, they almost shocked the world and beat Brazil in the round of 16 in that next game. A few balls skipped right by the side of the goal.
Very true, by the way.
Claudio Reyna, right, had one that went right by the side of goal that they could have changed things completely. John Harkes joins us in studio. The women win the World Cup. I get asked often, John, why is the women's team so far ahead of the men's? And that's a topic you could talk about for 8 hours.
What do you mean?
In terms of, I get asked that question a lot.
What do you mean ahead of them?
In terms of what they're doing.
What do you mean, though?
Winning the World Cup, not making the World Cup.
But men and women are completely separate.
Correct, but our women's team on the international stage is the World Cup champion.
Because they introduced soccer to the world.
They introduced soccer. Is that the reason?
That is the reason. And everybody else is catching up. Because we actually, you know, in terms of equality and giving the girls an opportunity to play, when my wife went over, when I got married and played in England, in the UK, as a first American there, she was playing as well. And it was unheard of. They were like, wait, what? Your wife plays football? Why would she play football? That doesn't make sense. So the rest of the world is catching up to the U.S. women's football in terms of soccer. The men's side, we're catching up to the rest of the world. That's the difference. And I'm all for equal pay with the women, but not because they won the World Cup or because they've won the World Cup. It's because they are earning it in their own way by competing and getting out in the field and the work that they put in. So people jump on the bandwagon that are uneducated on the topic and say, oh, the men are crushing the men, the women are crushing the men and all this stuff. You never want to get into that conversation because you don't want to put the men on the field against the women. You
ever,
don't want to do
ever.
That. That doesn't make sense. But there's a lot of people that think that that's the right thing to do and say, oh, let's compare them. And that's not true because it's completely different games. Completely different levels. And so the game in the U.S. was started, and a lot of the women and the youth, equality with the girls having the opportunity as well as the boys and everything else was unheard of in other places around the world until our U.S. women started, like, winning the World Cup, which in 1991 they did in the first World Cup, okay? They continued that on. In 95 they competed, and in 99 they won it again. And, you know, my wife competed with the Mia Hamms of the world and all of those players, and they're fantastic. They are absolutely brilliant players. For me, you know, I look at Carly Lloyd, and I think, what a great role model for anybody, never mind girls, but for anybody. She's just one of those players, like, that just does it and competes, and she gets after it. But they have the success early on, where the rest of the world was like, even when they were competing in the World Cup, they're like, we don't have enough nations to compete in the real World Cup. It just was like that. And now it's like, it's just gone, and like, it's grown and developed like crazy, and everybody's putting money into it in France and Germany and Spain, and they're all in Japan, and they're like fantastic.
Europe had 7 of the 8 quarterfinalists.
Correct.
And so when people ask me that question, John, what I say is, we're the only country that invested in women's soccer, and now more are joining, and our investment in men's soccer, I don't know if it's on par with what the rest of the world is doing. Do we have the academies at age 8 for Manchester United? I mean, are we there yet? I spoke to the former director at IMG Academy off the record, John, and I asked him, I said, will our men's team ever get there? Is the system in place? John, he told me no. And here's what he said. He said, the biggest problem, Mark, is that we don't have a standardized system for our style. So if you're in the Netherlands and you are coached by a youth, or if you're coached by John Harkes in the Netherlands, you're all learning the Netherlands system. We have hundreds of different coaches. We don't have high-quality coaching, standardized coaching, I was told, and everybody's learning a different system. So by the time you get on the national team, you all have a hodgepodge of different skills, different talents, no identity. Is there truth to that?
No, there's a lot of truth to that. That's, you know, friends of mine, you know, Rob Stone and Stuart Holden, you know, work for Fox now, and they're calling the games, and they're saying, like, how does this nation, this small Iceland nation, beat, like, this team in the World Cup? How does that work? How does that – look at the size of the U.S. That doesn't matter. It's not the size of it. It's actually, if you looked at it from a different perspective, it's harder to manage and control a style in a bigger scope. That's a bigger scale. We're asking people in Colorado to coach the same as what you're doing in New Hampshire. We're asking people in California to train the same you would do up in Portland or even in New Jersey. Like, that's the most difficult thing. In Iceland, it's across the board. Everybody knows exactly what we're doing. Here's the style of play. This is what we do. This is how we build out of the back. We want to get touches through the midfield, or we're going direct forward. That's a tactical shape and a discipline that happens at the early ages. It doesn't happen here. Because a lot of it in the youth soccer here is based on the ego of the coach that they have to win at all costs. So they drive the game the way they want to drive the game, and now they spit out the players, and they just take in the masses because that's funding them. So let's cater to the top players. Cater to the echelon, the upper echelon, like the rest of the countries do, and you're going to have that better. It's going to increase a lot quicker.
Do you think, John, and this is, I'm so glad that I'm able to ask you this question, but, you know, to me, I've asked my producer this, we've asked her, what would be your greatest joy as a sports fan, right? For me, in my lifetime, if we won a World Cup, that would be tears streaming down my face, a men's World Cup win. Like, that would be...
I want to see that.
Yes, it's not that far from happening. But, John, like, can we fix those things? Are our problems fixable to get to the point where we could really be a contender? Or do you... Like, the guy I talked to at the IMG Academy was really pessimistic about it. He says, we don't have good coaching. We don't have an organized system. Ooh. I mean, can we overcome that, do you think?
Yeah, but I disagree with that. I think there is good coaching. I just think it's, you know, it's a smaller percentage. I think there's coaches that have a vision and a mindset that it's about them. It's not about them. It's about being a teacher of the game. It's about spreading the joy of the game and giving the love and the passion, but also understanding from a young age that you can take the parents and educate them to say, this player who's 11 years old is a very good player, but has to go through adversity, has to earn it and work for it. It's the same with anybody in any walk of life. Any living that you want to do, you want to be a mechanic, you want to be a fireman, a police officer, anything you have to do, you have to work for. And so you have to be able to do that in our country. There's a lot of distractions. You got players and parents that are going, oh, okay, well, he can't make this practice because he's doing piano lessons, but he's also doing basketball. And then on Fridays, he's doing this. But I really want him to play soccer. Well, what does the child want? That's what you need to ask. It's a desire in the heart of the child that says, I love this game. But the coach has to create that culture and environment. And that's what the clubs have to do. And so when you asked about the academies across the board, the MLS academies, every one of them should be free. And they all should be, and that's been ongoing for a long period of time. Some of them still aren't. But it's not being mandated. It has to be mandated. That's what you have to give these opportunities to kids that are maybe in our section here in Berea, that are down there, that are thinking, I can't pay and afford that. I need to get in there because I want to play. I need an opportunity. Give me that landscape and that stepping stone. Give me that. And they can't get noticed. They can't get in there. So we have to create those opportunities. And that's what you're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do here. We're a club for the community. If we're not a club for the community, then what are we doing it for? So let's build and grow this from the ground up. That's what we want to do, but we need more people that have that vision, that mindset. We talk about players that want to be growth mindset players. Coaches, executives, presidents, ownership groups have to be growth mindsets. You have to do it for the long term. Where's your vision for 10 years from now? You want to win the World Cup? Let's set it realistically, but let's start doing the work here. And don't just say you're doing it on a piece of paper. Actually do the work and follow through.
Love it. So we talk about national identity. You know, what would be a good national identity for us?
Well, the hardest thing is we're a melting pot. We've got everybody from everywhere. But that's also a beautiful thing. So you got different characteristic traits and personalities and styles of play and what players want to do. It's a challenge because you still want to make sure that you allow the players to that freedom of expression. But with that freedom of expression comes discipline. And the discipline without the ball is very important at the higher levels. And in the U.S., I feel, personally, being around the youth game from probably 23, 24 years, watching my kids grow up and my wife and I coaching them up into a certain age. My son's playing pro in Scotland. My daughter played at Clemson as a captain. She's going to be playing at Creighton as a grad student now. My other daughter's playing at Elon. My wife played the game. We love the game. So we want to see more of that growth with these younger players that come forward and say, hey, you know, I'm going to take this on, but where's the discipline without the ball? How are we a team that knows how to manage the game without it? Because we always teach about, hey, technical, breaking down and being creative, let's go score goals. But we also need to be that and respect the game in that way, that some of the best teams in the world, like Italy, drop off and they just want to defend and they catch you. That's their foundation, and they catch you on the other end winning 1-0. It's a simple game.
And I hate that.
But philosophy. They make it simple. I know. I do too. I don't want to park the bus like Jose Mourinho, all the Man United fans out there. There you go.
I have been a huge women's team defender here. I've got to be honest with you. We've taken calls of people unhappy with some of the things that have been done, unhappy not going to the White House. My take has been, Coach, it's not what I would do. I would go to the White House, okay? But I respect their right to do what they want to do. Where do you come out on, you know, Megan Rapinoe kind of being a fire starter here for a lot of different people? I love her. A lot of people in this area, how should we say that? She's not their favorite player right now.
Well, it depends. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that certainly they make judgment calls on people too without knowing the history or what they stand for. How were you raised? What do you value in your life? And I think, good for her. If she wants to stand up for gender equality, if she wants to stand up for racial equality, if she wants to stand up and use that soccer platform to do that, why not? That's completely up to her. She's the one who's actually competing. Nobody else is. People talk about players all the time. Like, why wouldn't he want to continue playing? Why is he retiring? Or why is she retiring so early? It's not their life. It's theirs. Let them have their life.
Sure.
Let them do what they want to do, you know? Cool. There's nothing wrong with it. And I'm all about it, winning against Thailand and everything else. And people talked about the controversial goals that just kept going on. To me, I liked it. That you want to score goals and you want to celebrate that, but you also don't take the spirit out of the game. And you want to be respectful of the opponent as well. So there's nothing wrong about scoring the goals. Just don't be in your face about it, you know? And so a lot of people didn't like that either.
John Harkes is the head coach of the Greenville Triumph in USL League One, the inaugural season. They play on Saturday, 7 p.m. against Orlando City B. I'll be out there. I invite you to join me as well. Going to be fantastic.
Yes.
Former captain of the U.S.
Love
men's
it.
National team. Great to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you, my
awesome
man.
To meet
I can't
you
wait
person.
To see you in a Greenville Triumph jersey.
It's going
to
happen.
I just got to figure out what number you want to wear.
Listen. My dad bod doesn't work very well with a lot of different things, but I'm working on it. I'm sure I'll look fantastic in Greenville Triumph gear. Right. So greatly appreciate
pleasure,
it. Let's do
Mark.
It again
thank
soon.
You.
All right. Thank you.
Buddy.
John
thank
Harkes.
You.
The best thing we heard today is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our thanks to John Harkes and the Greenville Triumph for being in studio here. Really, really enjoyed that interview, man. Really enjoyed it. All right, the best thing we heard today, Rob Mendez accepted last night the Jimmy V Perseverance Award, a football coach with no arms, no legs. What a story and what a speech.
I also want to thank the game of football for all of it's given me, for allowing me to be a part of a team. It's honestly been hard for me to fathom receiving this award to be recognized alongside heroes of mine like Coach Valvano, Stuart Scott, Jim Kelly, and so many others. But the reality is I am here. And if there's any message I want to give you guys tonight, it's to look at me and see how much passion I've put into coaching and how far it's gotten me. When you dedicate yourself to something and open your mind to different possibilities and focus on what you can do instead of what you can't do, you really can go places in this world. realizing I couldn't play football, but I could coach football. That was the way for me to never give up, from the words of Jimmy V. That was my way of focusing on what I can do. Let me tell you, best part of coaching for me is seeing someone's potential and making them realize what's possible. So for anyone out there not sure if they can do something, it could be in sports, it could be in your job, it can be in your life, whatever it is, I'm here to tell you that you can do it. You've got to be passionate. You've got to work at it, but it can happen. And I'm not done yet. I made it this far, and who says I can't go further? That's my message tonight. Who says I can't? Nobody! Yeah!
Love my man, Rob Mendez, Jimmy V Perseverance Award. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Thanks to John Harkes and the Greenville Triumph. Straight Up with Sturge coming your way next, right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.